Of the Sunrise Banner Town Advisory Board to order. Will everybody please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. Where are the other liaisons? Okay. So that was a call to order. So now in attendance, sorry for the little bit of hesitation here, first time since November that we've had an in-person meeting or a meeting period. So in attendance tonight is Max Carter, the chair, Alexandria Malone, vice chair, Earl Barbeau, member, Paul Thomas, member, Jill Leva, secretary, Beatrice Martinez, county liaison, Steve Demerit from Comprehensive Planning, and then, with that being said, we'll move into the agenda. First item on the agenda is public comment. This is a place for you to comment. If you can't stay, it can only be about something on the agenda that you got to leave before you think it's going to come up. So is there anybody that wants to talk on anything that's on the agenda? None appearing. Public comment's closed. And then, can I get a motion to approve the minutes of November 12th, 2020? Motion by Paul Thomas. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as printed for February 11th, 2021? I have a motion from Earl Barbeau. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Are there any informational items? Okay, thank you very much. That means that we will move directly into the planning and zoning portion of the agenda. First item on the docket for planning and zoning is it's for the March 2nd, 2021 Planning Commission meeting. It's UC21-0001 Building 2 LLC and Bordigioni Dean V. Trust. Use permits for the following. One, permit a vehicle paint body shop automobile with service bay doors facing a public street in a residential development. Two, reduce the separation from a vehicle paint body shop to a residential use. And three, permit a vehicle paint body shop in an APZ to overlay district. Waiver of development standards for the following. One, reduce parking. Two, waive landscaping. Design review for a vehicle paint body shop on 0.5 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE70 and APZ2 zone, generally located on the east side of Abel's Lane, 230 feet south of Cartier Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Step forward, state your name and address for the record.
Greg Esposito, 1442 White Drive, representing the applicant. Welcome back. Glad to see you guys here. So we started this application many moons ago, and due to COVID, things got a little delayed. For those of you who don't know my background, I was the vice chair of Paradise Town Board, and I was a planning commissioner for 4 years. So I know what you guys look for as far as good and bad, and I look for the same thing when I look into clients. So when I was approached by the client that they had a paint and body shop abutting up to a residential, I really wasn't thinking I was taking the client. But I went over to the old shop, the existing shop anyway, and what I found redefined my perception of a vehicle paint body shop. I walked in, and I had all the certificates up on the wall that you typically see. Nissan, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Budget Rent-A-Car, Ford, Toyota. And through conversation, they helped me understand what those meant. When a vehicle gets into an accident and they hit the OnStar system, or it's a rental car, or they have the insurance tow it, it's sent to a specialized paint and body shop like this one. There are six zones in Clark County, and there is a body shop that covers each zone. So if it happens in a certain zip code, it gets sent to this body shop. That's why they had to buy a building close to or in that zone. They had to stick around this area close to where they already had a shop existing. And they are held to an incredibly high standard for cleanliness, safety, and most importantly to this application, they don't make anything. The car comes in, they take the damaged part off, they get a replacement part from the manufacturer if they have it in stock, and they bolt it on. There's no machining, there's no milling, there's no grinding, there's no drilling. It doesn't happen. When I walked into the shop, the noise was minimal. It's pneumatic tools specifically designed to have low noise. And the reason is they don't want the hazard of a lot of noise in a shop where people can't hear what the other person's doing and people get hurt. And these are standards that all of those certificates on the wall come and inspect the shop to meet. So what you think of when you hear the words paint body shop, noisy, loud, you know, no, that's not it. Very clean, very well organized. And so now we have this building. It's the business has been in business. Glasses back on, sorry. Been in the industry since 1990. They've been in business, this business, since 2007. It is a woman and minority-owned business. And in all the years of operation, they have never received any noise, odor, or code complaints in their 13 years of operation. They bought this building on sort of a timeline. They had received a grant from COVID stimulus money because their business had been affected since there was nobody on the roads, there was no accidents, they weren't having, didn't have any customers. And one of the things they could do was purchase a building. So as I said, they went shopping in the area and they found this existing building over on Carroll. Now, it's understandable that Clark County would require 200-foot separation between an auto body shop if it was typical. It's not. Since it's so quiet, since they have a very specialized market, it's not inappropriate to be at this location. Once again, as I said, existing building, across the street, vacant lot, it's been vacant, you know, who knows how long. There are identical uses all up and down Carrier. This is a very long complex, and they have this part here that's highlighted in purple. That's what it looks like. That's the actual building right there. They take up this half. This is the rear bay door, and you know you can see these barrels right here, so that's these barrels. It is 74 feet from this wall to the bay door. So it's not like it's right up against the residence. There is some separation, just not the 200 feet that's required. They have committed to keeping this bay door closed during, you know, while they're doing work in the shop. And they won't be doing any work in this lot. No work going on out back. This will only be used for storing the cars that they're either about to work on or have worked on. They'll lift the doors up, they'll bring the car in, they'll close the doors, do their work. Like I said, all very quiet. Previously, this location was a recycling center. This use right here is a machining specialist, so this is actually the noise you're thinking about. Then MB Automotive and the Clark County Public Auction House. It's never expected that more than four or five people will be at the building at the same time. It's not a business that typically receives customers. Maximum capacity, if they had full employment, would be 10 people in the building, but in all their years, they've never had more than 7 employees. So they probably won't approach that 10. So it meets the requirements for being an APZ2 zone. And then the only other thing that I felt was worth mentioning, they did have to, you know, they did have to file for hazardous materials because they have lacquer thinner in the shop. Their paint is water-based. They're a completely green operation. If there's painting done, it is done in a booth like this. It's a tent. It gets closed off, sealed off. As you can see, there's no splatter, there's no mess. There's a vacuum system. All the air in the paint shop or in the paint tent gets filtered. And so when they clean off the spray guns, they use lacquer thinner. That's the only chemical they have on the plants. It's paint thinner, basically. So it's not going to create an odor nuisance. It's not going to create a noise nuisance. They never have. They've been in operation for 13 years. Finally, we went to these four homes. There was no answer at this one. We have signed pieces of paper from this residence, the one most impacted, this gentleman right here, and this family right here, stating that they don't have a problem with the application. They couldn't show up here tonight, but we have signed letters from them saying that they don't have a problem. So staff has recommended approval, and I hope that you agree with them.
You'll
be able to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. And now we'll open this up to public comment. Anybody wishing to address the board with concerns, questions, or ideas about this, please step forward, state your name and address for the record, and you have your time to speak. Not everybody at once. Public comment is closed. Now we'll go to questions and comments from the board.
Hang on, that machine area that you're talking about on the other side, is that somebody else's?
Yes. You're talking about the machining shop?
Yeah, with the barrels and all that.
Yeah, that is this owner.
Okay.
Same building, different owner.
All right, I was just curious about the barrels.
Yeah.
That's it, that's all I got.
One thing I'm really concerned about. Number one, well, first of all, this M1 zoning, it was put in, approved after the mobile home property, which is kind of bizarre that the county would put M1 in place for residential. It shouldn't be, and you know that, but it is. So now we got to deal with it. That's a problem. King Chapel was in the M1. The mobile home park shouldn't be there, but they were there first. So what we have to do from town board is look at the whole picture, and we've got to be concerned about the mobile home park. They were there first. Now, the people may have written off on it, but the people may not be there next month. And we're approving the zoning for a use for this. And the company may be very good, very safe, very quiet, they don't make noise, but the next guy that comes in there uses their things up, they may not. So there's a lot of things we have to consider on this. It's not just one. We have to be fair decision. Now, I know that project. I'm a real estate broker, personally. I've been executives. In fact, I've sold a couple of buildings and leased buildings right there, right here this building. And just 2 years ago, the planning firm was very concerned about putting up a barrier of plants between the two. M1, we got to deal with M1, so I'm not against having a plant shop there. But we try to have to mitigate the damage that's going to do to the residential that's existing there, that may be there for another 20 years, or 30 years, 50 years, we don't know. Eventually, they may close this mobile home park. You know, and it's master plan for industrial, no doubt industrial will go there, but today, in the future, it's there. So, it's noisy. I'll tell you, automotive is noisy. They got a machine that makes parts and clang all the time. And the neighborhood has to deal with that noise. And there's other tenants that are doing obnoxious things. There's a sandbag company down the other end of the complex. A lot of sand in their process. It makes dust. So these things are there. Unfortunately, that was an area that backs up to a M1. Because beyond the mobile park, there's M1 zone. So that operation is there. So this area, only the area about half the development behind the trailer park is an issue. Okay? Now what happened 2 years ago, planning was adamant that I'm aware of this because I had a primary escrow. And we had to go to the use permit. We had to come to this board, we had to go to the county commission to get the approval to put in the automotive. And they required them to put plants, big ones, about 24 boxes along the fence. Now the fence has about a 2 or 3 foot strip behind it for landscaping. It was designed that way, the complex was built that way, and there's water in it. It's designed to be a planter. The fact that other people don't have many all along their property to the zoning for their automotive parts operation. So I would have an objection to the waiver for the plants buffer between the mobile park and the paint shop operation. That's my only objection. And it's a condition of fairness, and we're doing the right thing. That's all I got to say.
Anybody else got anything to say?
I think that's fair.
And I'm kind of going the other way, but that's okay. Because I guess that what I would say now is, you said that planning decided needed that then, but now they don't. So why should we impose conditions on a somebody trying to make good in our neighborhoods?
Well, what's the guy down the street going to say? I'm not even sure if that's how it's ended up, but nobody bought the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's not forced or what it might be, but I know there was an issue one time, 2 years ago.
Okay.
Now, what's the other guy going to say? How come they didn't have to do it and I had to do it? I mean, there's a lot of how comes.
And we deal with that a lot on the other way, about like, why did Billy Waters get away with taking away the right-of-way through his two golf courses that stranded our neighborhood over here, so we should allow everybody to get away with taking away right-of-ways. You know, what I'm getting at is we can't right the wrongs of years past. We can only work on the recommendations right now. But that's my viewpoint, and I'm just one vote on this board.
Excuse me.
Paul, go ahead.
If I can address that. I do see that there is a strip of dirt there, curb and then the wall. I don't know exactly how wide that strip is. But I would welcome the recommendation that if there is irrigation to that strip, I mean, we bought the property a few months ago, so we don't know. If there is irrigation to that strip, my client would be open to planting plants that would survive in that narrow area. We would not be opposed to that. So
is that your motion?
Well, you make the motion, but that's
right. Oh no! I'm chair right now.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion?
That'd be fine. I'll make a motion.
We have a motion to approve with the recommendation to. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, Paul.
Now the plants. You're talking about like trees, or shrubs, or oleander.
You know, I.
I mean, what? Why would you need that there? Block
wall right
there. There's nobody
that can
see it in. Is it for sod irrigation? Is that what the plants are for? If they are, then it has to be intense.
And Paul, and that was exactly what
because it's behind the building.
Yeah, and it was to so you don't have a reflective surface that's going to take and resonate exactly. Sound coming back off of it.
But just a tree here and there is not going to stop that. It takes shrubs.
And that was kind of the point that I was making, is that all we can do is operate off of what planning is recommending now, and in lieu of, we don't have any neighbors coming out and saying, and the reality is we all know that that's a neighborhood in transition, that it's an APZ zone, just like it says in the backup, that it's not a, that you even said it, that trailer park should not be there. So do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion
We have a motion to approve with the recommendation that the landscaping be put in the back wall.
If there's irrigation to it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? Thank you. Make sure you attend your planning commission March 2nd.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
That brings us to UC210014 RNINVLP. Use permit for on-premises consumption of alcohol tavern on 1.1 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone, generally located on the south side of Sahara Avenue, 300 feet east of Marion Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Good evening, Mr.
Good
Chair,
evening.
Town Board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. What I have before you is a request for a use permit to basically keep established a on-premise consumption of alcohol. It is the Shooter's Tavern. It is located right here on East Sahara. This is Nellis to my east, and a little bit to the west would be Lamb. We're about right halfway in between Nellis and Lamb off Sahara, on the south side of Sahara. Shooter's Tavern had been, operating there for quite some period of time. They are no longer in business. That use permit does survive for a period of time after the establishment or after the use ceases. So we're coming in to keep that use permit alive in order for a new tavern to come in. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval and agree with all the conditions.
Okay, is there any questions or comments on this item from the public? Not appearing, public comments closed. We'll open up questions and comments from the board. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Make sure you attend your planning commission meeting on March 2nd.
Thank you very much. Good seeing you guys again.
That brings up our third item on the planning and zoning. This is for the March 3rd Board of County Commissioners. AR2140006 UC0040-10 WC-0081-17 Three Peaks Investment et al. And Rep Global LLC. Waiver of conditions. Third application for review for a use permit requiring that the storage containers be removed when the towing business leaves the property on 9.2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE75 APZ2 zone, generally located on the north side of Cheyenne Avenue, 750 feet east of Walnut Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Please state your name and address for the record.
Thank you. James Lopez, 6725 Southeastern Avenue.
And just a reminder, this is a, second or third review, so there was a reason that this all sounded familiar when you read the backup. So,
yes, like you said, this is on behalf of the applicant, by the way. This is my third time here. I think we had a recommendation to not approve, then to approve with conditions, then to approve with no conditions. The onus was this: there was a towing company that was there. They moved out in the middle of the night. The owner wanted to keep the storage containers there. They're used strictly as a buffer, and there was some concern about the safety. The first time we showed up here, we addressed those concerns. They aren't being used for anything but to buffer the property. The property to the northwest happens to be a mobile home park, and recently those containers were put there because the whole park wanted a buffer, and that was kind of the idea they came up with at the time. So here we are again asking for the same thing. We think we've met all the conditions, have no complaints. Everything seems to be running fine. The property is leased by UPS. We'd like to maintain it through that, the UPS lease. They're there for 3 years now with another optional 5-year extension.
Very good. Any questions or comments from the public? Public comments closed. Questions and comments from the board?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much, sir. Motion passed. Make sure you're at the Board of County Commissioners March 3rd. And that brings us to the final item on the agenda for the planning and zoning, UC number 4, UC 21-0005 Bailey, Donald R. Jr. et al. Use permit to waive paving for an outside area used for parking, storing, and maneuvering equipment and materials. Design review for an equipment sales, rental, and service, construction or heavy equipment, construction cranes, facility with outside storage and ancillary office on 2.1 acres in M1, light manufacturing, AE75, APZ1 zone, generally located on the north side of Alto Avenue, 320 feet west of Nellis Boulevard, within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Step forward, state your name and address for the record.
My name is Don Bailey. I go by Doc. This is my business, Doc Bailey Construction Equipment, at 5040 Alto Avenue. The property owner and the business owner.
So tell us what you want to do.
I don't really know where to start. We started this process in 2016. We were instructed to do a review by November 2018. My architect, Jorge Shapiro, passed away. I was unaware of the review requirements, so therefore it kind of lapsed, and because it lapsed, everything kind of went back into the basket. We had to start over again. So with guidance through the building development, the building department there, comprehensive planning, I resubmitted my letter talking about the paving and the use of the land. I was a little confused on what we were trying to accomplish in the beginning, but the property consists of two parcels, 107 and 108. 107 has the building and is completely paved in concrete. We did 100% on that. 108, which is tied to it, and what I figured I'd use as a lay down to offload equipment, move equipment around. I was hoping to not have to pave that 1 acre because we have track equipment, cranes, excavators, stuff like that. I like the little fancy thing there. If I could put all the pictures up here tonight. So here's looking at the dirt portion. Here's looking at the asphalt portion. I'm sorry, the pictures aren't as fancy or big as. Here's kind of our entrance. So everything on this parcel all the way over to here is paved. Concreted, paved, parking, stripe, gutted, everything. Over here on this part is where technically the property line is for 107 and 108, so we did not pave over there. Now we did find out in, obviously through the trials and errors, that, when in working with the, what's it called? The dust people, the
air resource board.
We didn't get a permit for 108 for doing the same thing. We only got it for 107, which was a lapse. Then we got the permit for 108. I have met with air quality, and they stated that what I have there is 3 inches to 4 inches of recycled asphalt. To them, it's unofficially acceptable on 108 because they have COVID delays and they haven't got the process changed and approved and yada yada. What I don't show here is that in meeting with the air quality, I took half of that 108 lot, we dug it up, we grinded it, they asked me to put emulsifier on it, we emulsified it, colored it, and everything. So half of 108, which now, so technically 3/4 of the property is covered, 1/4 isn't, just enough to leave your room to get a low boy in there and back off a piece of equipment. So I think my confusion or my error is that we missed this November 2018 deadline because I wasn't aware of it. Now the building's done. We're at this point where we're trying to get final, we're trying to get use permit and get in there and run my business, and instead of being a homeless guy out in the yard. So we're almost there, but this is the meeting that I was told, town meeting, they've been to March 3rd when I got there.
Very good.
So I think I've done what I can.
Is there any questions or comments from the public? Not appearing. Public comments closed. Questions and comments from the board. Do I have a motion? We have a staff recommendation for approval. I have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Make sure you attend that Board of County Commissioner meeting.
Yes, sir.
And that brings us to the end of the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. Now we're on to general business. First off, can we get a motion to approve the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board 2021 calendar. We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes, and now we're open for nominations for chair for the new two-year term. Is there any nominations? We have a nomination of Alexandria Malone. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Do we have a nomination for vice chair? I nominate Brasida Castro. Brasida Castro? I nominate Brasida Castro. Any other nominations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. So our new chair will be Alexandria. New vice chair will be Brasida, unless she gets mad at us. And too bad, shame on her for not showing up. And thank you all for your support this last year, these last 2 years. We'll go to comments from the general public.
Chair, I'll make a comment. We have our two liaisons, new liaisons.
Oh, they did show up.
Yes.
Oh, that's on the record. Oops.
They're just very busy right now.
I understand.
How you doing? My name is William Covington. I'm the new liaison for Commissioner Kirkpatrick. Please feel free to reach out to me anytime if there's anything that I can be of assistance with. I have some cards and we can exchange information. But nice to be here. Nice to meet you all. And congratulations to the new chair and vice chair.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm Anthony Manner. I am the new liaison for District D, which is Commissioner McCurdy. And I do not have a card yet. congratulations to the chair and vice chair. And
last name, please?
Manner, M-A-N-O-R.
Just like Sunrise
Manor.
Just like Sunrise? Just like here.
I might be short
of the line. Oh, you. Thank you, Mr. Covington.
And Earl, it's on the agenda, too.
Okay. Very good. And that brings us to, was there any other general business other than that? Any? No public left. So next meeting date is February 25th, 2021, and this meeting is adjourned.